Welcome, everyone, to the Advice Show on Blog Talk Radio. We have a special guest today, and also we have our co-host, Ms. Gabriella. How you doing, Ms. Gabriella?
I'm fine. I'm really excited to hear about this topic, so let's get started.
Boy, she's very enthusiastic, isn't she, everybody? And today's topic is Monogamy Isn't for Everybody, and we have an author, Ms. Kizzy K. Johnson, from the book Coffee Shop Therapist. So I'm going to go ahead and bring her in. Miss Kizzy Johnson, how you doing?
Hi, how are you today?
I am doing great. So tell us what inspired you to write your book.
The book is called Coffee Shop Therapist, Sound Advice from Life Spills. And really the last 20 years of giving advice to people about everything from relationships to parenting to family and friend advice, work advice, led me to write the book and write down how do you approach difficult conversations, like why monogamy isn't for you and being able to tell your girlfriend or your boyfriend that you think you want to try something different. How do you approach that topic, that conversation? So that's really what the book is all about.
Okay, when you was a kid, well, were you the only type of kid that everybody came up to and asked everything about, like, oh, Kizzy, what you think about this, what you think about that? Has that happened to you since childhood?
It has happened to me in childhood. I would say the earliest memories, of course, are teenage years. Hanging out with a group of my friends, and I was always the one that had the voice of reason. What would you do? What do you think? And I guess people valued my opinion, and that grew into adulthood and the cause, again, of coffee shop therapists. So I guess I was.
So people look at you a little bit more motherly?
Let's go with the oracle. I like that. The teenage oracle.
Teenage oracle. You know, and the reason why I asked you that question is because I can relate to that, because every time, like, somebody had an issue when I was in school or whatever, they're like, well, you know, Phil, let me ask you a question. What do you think? You know, and so I talk to them, and they'll be thinking that what I say is the greatest thing in the world. And I'm like, no, it's just common sense.
Well, we take for granted that people have common sense, but I don't know if everybody has that or not, so that's why it's valued when you can find a person that you can trust to deliver information to you and give you sound advice.
Now, most people that, you know, and you know this as well, give out advice a lot of times based upon experience, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Now, based upon your experience, dating scene-wise, okay, men, we're talking about men.
Okay.
How did you come up with the concept Monogamy Isn't for Everyone, and is this something that you practice?
Well, actually, one of the chapters in the book is called Polyamorous What, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with that term or not.
No, I'm not. Can you explain it?
You
well,
are,
I am,
Gabriella?
But I don't let her go.
Well, I'm not familiar with that term, Ms. Kizzy, and maybe other people isn't either, so can you explain that term?
Yes. I definitely want to separate the difference between polyamorous and polygamous. Polygamous is more surrounded around a man who's in a relationship with multiple women who are monogamous to that one man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas polyamorous relationships are really about surrounding the woman and her having multiple relationships. And sometimes there's a community of relationships among people. And it's not just a sexual thing, because people will throw, oh, it's swingers or it's open relationships. No, that's not what it is. It's about having a serious, committed, physical and emotional connection with multiple people. So that got me to thinking that monogamy is not for everyone. Rather, you're in a polyamorous relationship or you're single, everybody is not made to just be with one person for the rest of their lives.
Now, a question I got, you said about the women having multiple guys, and you said,
yes,
and you use the term physical. Now, as a man,
yes,
when I hear the word physical, okay,
mm-hmm,
I'm thinking sexual, because we're not about to go out there, and we're not about to go out there and play Kobe and LeBron together. We're not about to do that.
So, no flag football.
You know, we ain't about to play Xbox Live. So when you say physical contact, you talking about touching,
sexual relationship.
But listen, you got to understand. In modern society, even way back in the day, you can say biblical times, if a woman have a bunch of men, she's going to be looked at as a what?
Well, societal terms would say a whore, but that's... Oh, can I say that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, on my show, you can say whatever you want. We are not bound by the FCC. You can cuss anything you want to say.
Yes, listen, society will... definitely put a jacket on a woman if she's sleeping with multiple men and call her a whore, a slut. I actually read one of the comments on your YouTube earlier today that said it's just an excuse for women being sluts. That's not what this is about. And it takes a very confident and strong woman to be able to pull monogamy off as well as polyamorous and not allow what society thinks of her to get the best of her.
Okay, so, oh, wow. Well, it's so much I can go into with you on it. Ms. Gabrielle, say what you're going to say, because I look like it's going to be a two against one today. So go ahead, say what you're going to say.
I mean, I wouldn't consider a woman a whore. My definition of a whore or a loose woman is someone who is just out there, you know, not being safe and just, sleeping with any kind of, like, anybody who would just look at her. Like, she doesn't have any respect for her, like, no respect for herself. She's out there looking for love in all the wrong places and just kind of allows people to do whatever they want to do to her. From my understanding of what Kizzy is talking about is she's saying that this is a committed, like, it's two people made a commitment to say, okay, this is, you know, it is what it is. You know, we're going to have this open relationship or, you know, whatever term you want to call it. And it's fully consensual. It's different if a woman is going around pretending that she's single or pretending that there's no other guys involved. But I feel like if the woman is being straightforward with every single person she's involved with, I don't see a problem.
Yep.
Because you can't expect everyone in this world to follow the same type of guidelines. Now, for me, I'm not, you know, the type that would have a, that's, you know, a sexual relationship with multiple people, but I can't enforce my rules on everybody else because not everybody is like me. So I feel like you should do whatever works for you, and as long as you're being open and honest about it, I don't see a problem.
Now, you want to know my opinion from a guy's point of view?
Sure. Oh, I already know your opinion. I know it would be.
No, you don't know my opinion. You will hear it, though. What everything y'all saying, you know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like some player just to sell y'all that line and y'all eating it up like religion.
That's
what it sounds like. Because as men would love to hear women say those things. Oh, well, yeah, you can go ahead and be with other people. It's great. It's fine. You know, but even men that want to settle down don't even think like that. They're like, you know what? The first thing they say is, I'm sick of these hoes. I got to find me a woman that's going to hold me down, that's going to be with me. And they'll get married. I mean, even men understand that. And the thing is, if guys know that you're a woman that's known to have multiple guys always around, eventually those guys are not going to want to deal with you either, because it's like, in our mind, you have too many guys around, you sleeping with them. That's how we think.
I think that I understand your point of view, but I think Gabriella summed it up really well when she said there's a difference between what your idea of a whore or a slut is versus what being in a polyamorous relationship really means. It doesn't mean I'm sleeping with Joe, Keith, Baby Ray Ray, Lil Jon, and I'm sleeping with all of them at one time. That's not what being in a polyamorous relationship is. Let's be real and let's be honest. We are in an epidemic, so to speak, about divorce, about relationships. People cheat, and we don't know it, or we find out, and we get our hearts broken. So polyamorous relationships is about being honest with yourself and whoever you're with and saying, you know what, I love you or I love being with you and I can appreciate the connection that we have, but I don't feel like this is it, that I want to settle down and get married. So there may be somebody else down the line. Maybe it won't, maybe it will, but it's about having that open line of communication and being honest with yourself and with that person that you're with. It's not about sleeping with every single person that you come across. That's not what polyamorous is about. And that's not why I'm saying you should be monogamous. You should not be monogamous or that you should be single.
Well, see, I mean, listen to it from my point of view. When I first asked you to explain that term,
mm-hmm.
you said the one thing I kept hearing and I was going to go into it was this. You said physical contact. Now, you basically
mm-hmm.
now what you're saying is this. You know, hey, I got a bunch of homeboys. Nothing wrong with that. Now, if you got a bunch of friends as dudes, that's fine. Nobody got to be touching each other. When I was single at one point in time, I had women as friends. I didn't touch or nothing like that. And they were just cool friends. That's it. But you describe. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. No. I mean, polyamorous relationships, there is or could be one woman who she has multiple partners, two men, and she's sexually, since I said physically and may be confused, she's sexually involved and emotionally involved with both of those people. But I think the point that I'm trying to make is these are serious relationships where they're committed to each other. It isn't her just going out sleeping with this person tonight, that person tomorrow, this person the next day, these three people the following days after that. That's, to me, there is a clear line of distinction between those two types of women.
Okay, so Miss Kizzy, just hear me out. Ed just basically saying that you got your team. You got a team. Look, I ain't sleep with everybody, but these three guys over here, I sleep with them. I don't sleep with none of y'all other niggas. I just sleep with them. You know, that's all I do. So it doesn't label me a whore. No, but I don't sleep with those three guys. I'm emotionally involved. You cannot be emotionally involved with three different people. Those guys will be playing you. I'm telling you, they'll play you. They'll say, oh, yeah, I'm not touching nobody else. No. If a guy is cool, know you got other dudes, and he cool with it, rest assured, he's sleeping with other females. Trust me, he's doing it. Probably a bunch of them. They're like, yeah, do what you want to do. Because most men are that territorial like that. When they don't want to know the woman they fooling with is laying down with other dudes, possibly or not possibly.
It's interesting that you say that because polyamorous isn't, it's not just within the African-American community. Polyamorous happens throughout all communities, and it's really hard to gather data, but it's estimated that at least 10% of Americans live in a polyamorous relationship, and they're functional and they're happy with the way that the structure of their relationships are. So it's really all about your ideology about relationships and love and the culture that you come from that will allow you to accept and nurture and be nurturing in this type of relationship. So I completely understand where you're coming from because of the culture that you're in and that you were raised in and how I was brought up to believe as well. But there are some people in different circles who don't have a problem with it and they don't have negative connotation with the word polyamorous. So it's all about what you are comfortable with and what's acceptable to you in your life.
But how can you be emotionally involved with multiple people? Like, I can look, if you're single, this is one thing. You're single, you're doing your thing. Y'all on some grown man, grown woman stuff. Say, look, we do this with each other. It is what it is. It's a friends and benefits thing. Okay, fine. No problem. But I remember one time, this one girl I knew, she was like, yeah, you know, this one guy I was going to fool with, I told him, we'll do this, but, you know, he can't sleep with nobody else. I say, well, that's a relationship. He'll say, well,
right.
No, it's not a relationship because I'm not involved with him. But I'm just saying he can't sleep with nobody else. I said, but that is a relationship. And I said, the problem with trying women is y'all don't know how to separate emotion to the physical act. I said, men know how to do it. very well. It's just a physical act for us, but with child, it turns into more emotion than the act.
I mean, but I think what you're talking about is completely different from polyamorous. So maybe we should take polyamorous off the table and just talk about everyday, day-to-day cheating and people sleeping around. Cause
no, we ain't talking about that, though. Because what you're describing to me, Ms. Kizzy, is this.
Uh-huh.
You're saying, basically, a friends with benefits with multiple people, you just can't fool with nobody else. That's basically what you're... Okay,
no,
okay, what you're saying there.
Well, I mean, honestly, do you know what polyamory is?
I'm listening to the overall... Y'all explained it, what it was. Y'all explained
mm-hmm.
it. That's why I said explain the term.
Polyamory, let me just look at the definition is having several or multiple mutually consenting partners, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what it is. It's not,
mm-hmm.
it's like, it's an agreement. It's like, okay, you sit down and you have this conversation with that person, and it takes a certain type of person who will accept that because some people won't, and certain people
mm-hmm.
aren't comfortable with it. It really is all about what works for you. So, I mean, I wouldn't really want to do the polyamory thing, but I know some people who...
Mm-hmm.
who live that lifestyle, and they're very happy and they're very content with it. And they've, you know, they've had relationships that lasted years and years and years. So, you know, sometimes it's not even a sexual thing. Sometimes it could be just having a really, really strong bond with someone.
Yeah.
It's like it's this true intimacy where you don't even have to touch the person, but you really are... Like, you really just love their heart and you love everything about them and you just have a really strong spiritual connection. It doesn't always have to be about sex.
But basically what you describe is just a good friend that's a male.
True.
But when you add the sexual connotation to it, and why is so much emotionalism in it? That's what I'm trying to get out of it. I was like, everything has to be a relationship, a connection. It's like, yeah, of course you connect with people as friends or whatever. Fine, but to me, when you start sleeping with somebody, you take it to a different level. And just my personal experience with women, they take their emotions a lot deeper when it comes to sex than men do, unless the woman's a whore. Now, the woman's a whore, she's like a man. She's not going to attach no emotions to it at all. It's just an act to her, too.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Kizzy, what's your opinion on that?
The difference is
I was saying that a lot of times when women have sex, it's
mm-hmm.
more about, as I stated, it's more about the emotional aspect of it. It's about a connection. It's about all that. I say usually with men, it's more so about the act. It's about the physical pleasure you get from that. Okay. And I was saying that women who can act like men, just hey, I just want the physical pleasure of it and just go by my business. Usually women are those who you would kind of label hoes.
Yeah, I don't think I would label them as whores either, just because they are not emotionally connected as women typically are when it comes to having relationships. Again, I think it's just about whoever you are and knowing who you are and being strong enough in your convictions to live your life the way that you want to live it. It doesn't necessarily mean that she's a whore because she doesn't have feelings. You said it yourself, you know, it's just friends with benefits. So if she knows that, she understands that, why get emotionally attached to someone? But yes, women do get emotionally attached to men, and I think by the time they sleep with you, whether it's the first day or the 100th day, if you listen to Steve Harvey and wait 90 days, they've romanticized
Whatever.
The relationship. And, you know, women like to romanticize relationships, whether it's from the time she sees you in the bar or you're on your fourth date. Typically, some women, you know, like to dream about the house and the picket fence and the ring and the kids. And so that's where those emotions come in, that he's going to love me forever and I'm going to love him forever. But then you have someone who are realists and just like, it is what it is.
Okay, now I'm going to read something out of the chat room looking at. A guy writes, I wish a woman would tell me she dating other dudes. That gives me more, hold on, gives me even more of a green light to hit other females.
Well, then polyamorous relationships are definitely not for him, and hopefully he is in a monogamous relationship and he's honest and he doesn't sleep around. That would be great if that's what he likes to do. Or hopefully he's single and he's honest with the women when he is sleeping with different women. It's all about communication, and it's about being honest with yourself, and it's about being honest with the people you're involved in. And I think for me, that's the biggest point I want to get across tonight, is that it doesn't matter which relationship you choose. How honest are you being with yourself and with the people you're in those relationships with?
Now, the part I'm agree with you on this, at certain points in your life, monogamy isn't for you. I agree with that.
Absolutely.
At certain points in your life. At certain points. But not as a lifestyle. I say that can't be a healthy lifestyle, though. Not
well,
the rest of your life. Because eventually...
But you have to understand that some people just aren't cut out for that. Because I know people, I know people from my personal life who, I don't know what causes this, but they are habitual cheaters. And they just can't be content with one relationship. I don't know. I'm not going to say it's a lack of self-control because that's open to interpretation, but some people really, in my opinion, if someone is really just going out and cheating on their girl for multiple times, it just means that, one, they aren't ready to be in a serious relationship, and two, that's obviously not the right person for them, because if you have a desire to go out and cheat on someone, then, you know, that's not somebody that you really, that you must really not care. But, you know, some people really aren't able to get out of that playing the field phase. Some people are just free spirits and kind of want to sample a little bit of this and a little bit of that and travel the world, and they don't want to really be tied down because, you know, some people really don't want that white picket fantasy. Some people don't want to have children. Some people want to be single for the rest of their lives, and some people are happy with it. You know, just because something feels really good for you and this is something that you want doesn't mean that that's something that everybody should want, because not everybody is raised the same way. Not everybody has the same life experiences. You know, like for me, I couldn't see myself in a committed relationship right now at this point in my life because I'm trying to find myself. I want to travel more, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, if I was to be in a serious relationship right now, it wouldn't last because that's not what, you know, this is not the time of my life. So, I really feel that I'm not going to say that the polyamory thing is a lifestyle, but it really has to be something that is suited for you. Like, you have to do what makes you happy because you only have one life to live, and that's something that I've always felt. You know, you can't go around worrying about what everybody else thinks of you. It doesn't make any sense because no matter what you do in this life, you're not going to be able to please everyone. And even if you do settle down and get married and be in a relationship that you're not really ready to be in or you don't want to be in, just to fit society's standards, you know, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Then you're unhappy.
You have to be happy. Yeah, you'll be unhappy because then there'll be people who will sit there and, you know, they'll have their parents, like they'll be 30 years old and their parents will say, hey, you need to hurry up and get married and have some grandkids because I'm getting old and I want this, I want that. So they'll get into a marriage, be miserable, or they'll rush into a relationship and they've only known a person for a short period of time and then 2 years later the relationship falls apart because they never really got a chance to know them. And there's just so many things that play into that, you know. And so I really say that it depends on the circumstance. Now, of course, Phil is going to say, oh, well, you know, you should be a one relationship type of person, yada, yada, yada. But
how you know what I'm going to say? How you know what I'm going to say? I mean,
yeah,
you're walking
you.
Through my
you.
Head. No, you don't either. You're like walking through my head.
Because you say every single time I say you're going to say something, and you're like, no, I'm not going to say it. And then you turn around and say it.
Look, this is what I'm going to say. Listen. There's a bunch of things I'm going to say right now. And
okay,
don't y'all get offended what I'm about to say, too. Now, look, what I said earlier, that at certain points in your life, monogamy isn't for you. I agree with that. I've never said everybody got to leave their mom and daddy house and go get married. No.
Mm-hmm.
No, you should not even talk about marriage until you grow up, until you get a career, until you get all that out your system. So, yeah, at certain points in your life, it shouldn't be for you. I agree with that, because if you still want to act a fool out there and chase females or whatever, why even go through the stuff of hurting somebody's feelings and all this
right.
other when you could just do your thing?
Right.
I have no gripes or no issues with that. But the thing is, what I'm saying is, like, it can't be a lifestyle, though. Well, I'm a backup. It could be a lifestyle for men, but for women,
mm-hmm.
it won't last as long.
I think that's just a cultural perspective.
You know why I say that?
Why?
You know why I say that? Ms.
Why?
Gabrielle, remember that conversation we had when Lamar was on the show about the type of time period women have versus men?
Oh, yeah, that's true. But, depending on what kind of life you want, you can't really be playing the field at 35 years old. Like, if you're trying to settle down and have children, but then again.
But then, I don't know. It's really difficult because in that type of relationship, you're not playing the field. You're in a committed relationship with these two or three people, and some of these relationships are 15 years, 20 years, just as strong and as long as marriages go. So, again, it's about your perception, your culture, your upbringing, and your thought process. Again, regular old cheating and he cheated on me or I'm going to have 10 women because that's how I feel like that is a completely different scenario than polyamorous, and it all takes communication. Well, I admire polyamorous relationships for their ability to have open lines of communication, because you have to understand this type of relationship could not work if everybody was not on the same page and were not confident in who they are themselves.
And then, okay, let's go on this aspect. You say you're in this committed thing with the, let's say, just you know, example.
Give me
with
two
three
people.
Okay.
Three people.
How do you know who
men.
They sleeping with? And how do they could tell you, I'm not sleeping with nobody at all. Trust me, you could believe me. And then they sleeping with other females, and then, like, you don't, like, take, like, dog. You know, like, you catch something, and you're like, man, why am I itching all of a sudden? You never worry about that?
Now, this is the whole, again, why I respect polyamorous relationships. The ones that I'm aware of is that because there is a clear line of communication. I don't know why when we're in traditional relationships, we find it difficult to communicate our feelings. I don't know what he's thinking. She doesn't know what I'm thinking. We're arguing. We're bickering. In polyamorous relationships, you have to talk to each other. And so sometimes, yes, my second boyfriend might feel like he wants to date other women, but he comes and talks to me about that. On record, there are communities of polyamorous relationships. And when I say communities, I mean people who could be a small town who are raising their children and living in a healthy, productive society. So, again, it's about communication. Now, people lie. There may be some cases where you're thinking it's just you and these two men and it's not. But that's not the normal when it comes to polyamorous relationships. It's about communication. Communication.
I don't know. I don't see no just real alpha male type of dudes just being a part of that just due to the ego. Now I see a simple mangina being part of that though, but I don't really see alpha males being part of that. I'm sorry, I don't, because I don't know what man would be cool with, like, being in a long term like thing with this one female that two other dudes are hitting too.
You know,
I'm just saying. We have an ego as men.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Men have a bad ego. I'm telling you, they do, when it comes to women. And
okay, so can you explain to us your okay? So then, but you said that friends with benefits is okay. So what makes friends with benefits okay, but polyamory is not okay. Can you break that down for me, please?
Okay. Friends with benefits is okay. Friends with benefits, look, me and this chick cool. Look, we cool. We talk on the phone, X, Y, Z. We got to understand that we'll do this whenever. It's not going to be like every day I'm chasing her, every day she chasing me or whatever. It's not going to be none of this. I'm exclusive with her or whatever. It's just, hey, we do our thing. We grown. We go buy a business. Fine. No problem. Okay? It's not no emotional attachment. It's no kind of relationship. She ain't going to be texting me 2 in the morning and say, who you talking to? Or why are you not answering your phone and all this other stuff, that type of relationship stuff. No,
I'm sorry for interrupting. Can I ask you, so is it okay as long as there's no emotional attachment? Is that when the problem comes in?
Yeah, that's when the problem comes in. Oh, yeah.
So you as the alpha male don't want your woman having any type of emotional connection to any other man?
No, don't say my woman. No. When it comes to
just
my
general,
woman.
Men.
Wait, was
men
she describing?
Have the problem.
No. When she's describing, when I say friends with benefits, dudes are looking at, look, this is my home girl. We do our thing from time to time. It's no emotional attachment with us as men. It's just the act of we get our thing. We go by our business. We cool like that. That's it. There's no emotional attachment to it. The dude ain't blowing her phone up. She ain't blowing his phone up. It doesn't matter.
And you can do this with multiple women?
Guys
can be friends with benefits with more than one woman, right?
Yeah, guys can do that. They can.
But women can.
But see, but you describing emotional attachments to a couple of people. Dudes do that in a single time. When they single, they do that sort of thing. When they say, you know what, I'm tired of that junk. I'm tired of being by myself at the crib. You know, man, I want somebody to, you know, make me a glass of Kool-Aid sometime too at the crib or something. Or watch some Netflix at the crib. You can't, I mean, that eventually gets tiresome and empty. It does. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, it's like, I don't have, yeah, I'm doing that, but I don't have nobody. It's not even about that to a point. Even men get to that point and say, you know what, they're even sick of that. They want a person that they could hold them down and they could talk about their feelings with, or they could actually be, you know, emotional with to a point. Men want that too, but it's going to be one woman. It's not going to be some woman that, like, 3 or 4 other dudes banging too. Like, why would he even invest his time into a chick like that? I mean, like, yeah, for the time being, if you single as a man, like, shoot, yeah, I'm taking advantage of this. Shoot, it's regular booty. Might as well. That way ain't got to go chase none at the club. So, of course, he's going to tell you what he want to tell you. Yeah, I'm cool with you doing that. No problem. We good. That way he can get his regular booty when he want to. But then eventually, when he get tired of you, because he will get eventually tired of you, because I know how men are, he get tired. This one female going to come in. She going to just mess his whole world up in his head. And he going to have to be with her, and, like, eventually the call's going to stop, the text message is going to stop, you ain't going to even see him no more, and he going to be, like, in some relationship with some chick, acting like he don't even know you if he see you on the street, because eventually he's just tired. Because I know how dudes play games all the time with females. If a woman lets you do it, we going to do it. If we single, we don't want a relationship. So what you talking about right now is great for men. Men will love that. Men love to hear women talk like that. That way they can do what they want and go about their business. But when they want to settle down, they're not going to settle down with women that speak that way. I'm telling you, they're really not.
Okay, so if you wanted to do this friends with benefits, open relationship, whatever you want to call it, and you're only doing this for like if a woman does this for a temporary basis, she's like, okay, I'm single, I'm just doing this for a little while. And when she gets ready to settle down, she cuts all that off. Does that automatically make her okay? Like, I don't understand.
Ain't no hard feelings. Ain't no hard feelings because you knew what it was from the jump.
I'm just saying, in your book, does that mean that she's automatically labeled as a bad person now because that's what she was going
through? No, I didn't say that. I say friends with benefits. We cool. We home. It's not like some hoe you met at the club or whatever. No, it's some chick you know. Y'all cool, whatever. Y'all doing y'all thing. Y'all got the agreement. Hey, we're going to do this until one of us finds somebody. Fine. Mm-hmm. Whatever. The chick don't want to do that no more. She go about her business. It's whatever. It's not no big thing. It's not no emotional attachment to it because the dude's like, he's just doing his thing. He's just taking the free booty while he can get it. That way he ain't got to go chase nothing. Because this man, as a man, do you understand some of the hygiene of women? Strange women? Women, I'm sorry. I got to say this. And I've been itching to say this. They got women that don't have good hygiene. A lot of these women need to go see the gynecologist and everything else. Some of them got their head smelling, and, you know, all kind of other stuff. So if you can find a chick that smells like a person with all this stuff off, you probably want to fool with her a little while.
I'm just saying.
And I know men got hygiene problems, too. I'm not going to excuse men. I've heard women complain about men smelling like booty and everything else sometimes. I get it. But the fact of the matter is, I'm just saying.
Well, I think in whatever you do, communication is important. And there are many different alternative lifestyles that people have for different categories that you fall in. And I think we're talking about a couple of different categories. But in any category you fall in, whether it's the booty call, the friends with benefits, because booty call and friends with benefits are two different things, right?
Booty call could be, you know, like you say, friends with benefits is somebody you constantly do that with. A booty call is just you just going through your phone.
Right.
It's like, hey, let me see this random person, see what they're talking about. That's
yeah.
A booty call. But friends with benefits.
Right. So you have different levels of, you know, relationships that you have. And to me, whichever one you end up in, it's just all about how you communicate with people. Like for me, I'm just really passionate about being open with whomever I'm dealing with and telling them where I'm at the time in my life, whether it's about my sexuality and what I desire, or it's about my dreams and my aspirations and how I don't plan on letting anybody stop me from achieving those. Whatever the issue is, it's about communication and opening up to that person or those people and having that conversation. So that's what's important to me, is that no matter what type of relationship you're in, it's how you communicate with that person that's important.
Okay, well, I see a call been sitting here for almost 7 minutes. Let me see what this call is going to say.
Oh, gosh.
Erico 404.
Oh, man, what's popping over there, fella? Everything
who,
good?
Yeah, who is this?
It's Emmanuel.
Okay.
I was the one who shot the chat room, but I just want to say this, man. If I had a dollar, man, for every female that I used to talk to, man, that said they were cool with doing the open relationship thing, man, I think I'd have jigging money right now, man, because it'll always start off cool. You know, a woman will always say, oh, you know, it's okay. We can see other people, this and that. But, I mean, just, you know, and if you guys are cool and you have good chemistry, after a while, you know, she's going to start liking you. And the opposite holds true for a guy. So... For a woman to say that, you know, she's into this, you know, polyamorous, you know, crap or whatever it is. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't mean to call it crap, but, you know, it never works out. I mean, the plan never works out with female, man, because it always ends up like this. You know, a female can date three or four guys. Let's just say she's dating, you know, three guys. Out of the three guys, there's going to be one guy that stands out, you know, over time. So now, if that one guy knows that she's dating two other chicks, I mean, dating two other guys, he's not gonna. He's like, listen, man, I'm not with you hitting two or three other dudes. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you were saying earlier about the, you know, the whole alpha male thing. Like an alpha male, you know, like, you know, let me be kind of frank. A real nigga is not gonna be like, okay, you cool with it. You know, he's, well, okay. If you seeing two other, if you seeing three other guys, and you know what, I'm gonna see what I can get. I'm gonna see if I can smash, and then once I start smashing, that's it, you know. And then from that point, that's what we're just gonna do that for the, you know, for the rest of the duration of a relationship, you know. So.
That's correct. Yeah, bro. Like, yeah, bro. I'm sorry about that noise. Yeah, bro. I'm telling
you. I have to just
cut off the call because now I feel like I missed out everything.
But
can you please run it back by me so I can actually, like, be able to contribute?
And I kind of just I think that, again, we're misunderstanding, and Gabrielle summed it up pretty good previously, that a polyamorous relationship, these people are talking among each other, and they're making a conscious decision and a commitment to be in this relationship. If it's not something that you're comfortable with and you're not down with it, then that's not a polyamorous relationship. It's friends with benefits, or it's a booty call, or it's a jump off. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. It's a clear distinction between that. Polyamorous relationships, everybody is in agreement to the way the relationship goes. And they're happy and they're healthy and they do their thing.
I think, I mean, I don't want to sound stupid, but I think what, before I got cut off, I'm thinking that you said that you had a lot of females in your past that say, oh, yeah, I'm cool if you see other people. But in the back of her mind, she was just saying that so that she could somehow turn a casual relationship into something more. Is that what it was? Or?
Well, yeah. I mean, and it wasn't me saying this. What's that?
I see that a lot. I see a lot of females try to get into these casual sexual relationships with guys and be like, oh, no, it's fine, it's fine. But in the back of their mind, they're hoping that the guy will change his mind later down the road, but it never happens, and then they get mad. And
yeah, and that usually tends to be the outcome, you know. Mm-hmm.
I think that goes back again to having that open line of communication and why it's important that we're real with ourselves and we're real with the people that we're dealing with so we don't fall into the situation where, yeah, I'm going to give him my body and I'm going to pretend like I don't care about him, but in hopes that after, you know, I cook him a couple of meals and he thinks that is good, then we can be in a relationship. Like, who are you fooling? But you have to be honest with yourself.
Yeah, and I agree. But see, there's always going to be one that stands out from the crowd. And what are you going to do at that point where, you know, how do you separate? I mean, how do you, if you're dating four guys, three guys, let's say even, okay? Now, one guy is going to stand out. At one point, you're going to spend a lot of your time, if not most of your time, with one of those three people. So now what are you going to do with the other two people, you know? And how do you separate the emotions when you're with one person and then be able to cut that emotion? See, the physical stuff is easy. I mean, sex only lasts, 15 minutes, 20 minutes at most if you're really getting it in, you know what I'm saying, without the other, you know, other stuff. But see, it's the emotional ties that you really have to, that really gets people in trouble, you know?
Yeah.
It is.
Women are guilty of that more than we are, right?
Right. And even for guys. It's tough for us, too.
Okay, but the problem is that these women aren't being honest with themselves, and that's where the problem comes in. Because a lot of these women can't handle it. They say they can handle it, but they can't. And that's where all these problems come in. So that's why, I mean, I understand why Phil keeps saying, oh, well, women can't do it. The problem is that there's the women that you might have messed with in the past might have been like, hey, no, I'm cool with this. And then next thing you know, you wake up and she's going through your phone and asking questions, and you're like, hey, I thought we had a mutual understanding. You know?
Yeah, but see, let's not limit the conversation to just, you know, that particular situation. Let's talk about it, right? Because if you're going to engage in a polyamorous relationship, I'm telling you, as I'm sure that I'm black and I'm going to die, a woman is going to find emotional attachment to one of the many that she's dating, and then what is she going to do at that point when you got, you know, five other guys that you have to, you know, that you want to be with. But you want to be with him more, you know, and the other guy, and the guy can be with, you know, this whole deal too. But, you know, in the back of his mind, he's already going to count you out the equation. You know, if he knows that you're dating other people or sleeping with other people, I mean, you're possibly eliminated from the jump street. You know, like I said, he may, you know, try to smash a few times, but really taking you seriously, I doubt that's going to happen if he knows that he's just one of the many in the pool.
Yeah, because as men, we're not going to take you seriously like that. We're not. We'll run game on you all day long about, you this and you that. But at the end of the day, you're not going to go home and meet our mama. You just not. Give example.
Right.
Give example. You see all these NBA players, you see these rappers and all this other stuff. They're fooled with some of the baddest chicks. But then when they get married, you notice that the chicks they get with are just so normal looking and homely. You ever noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
They don't go married to the bad looking chick. You know, there's a reason for that. Because them chicks.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'm not totally, I'm not judging the polyamorous, and I'm not judging you if you choose to be in it. I mean, as long as you can deal with it, then it's cool. And I'm not talking bad about it, but I'm just looking at it from. I'm just looking at it, with the shoe on the other foot, or I'm looking at it from a different perspective, because I, like I said, I've seen it, I've been through it, as well. So let me ask you this.
Can I ask a question? You just said that you've been in a polyamorous relationship, but at any point sit down? Oh, okay, you haven't been.
Not a polyamorous relationship. No, I've never been in one, but it's been just kind of, I guess if you want to call, friends with benefits kind of deal, I guess if you want to say that's a polyamorous relationship.
That's not the same. Those are completely different relationships.
Okay,
a polyamorous relationship is you and I and whomever else is in a relationship sit down together and talk about the reality of the situation and what we expect from it and what we plan to give and receive from it. It's not, I know you sleeping with her, and I know you're sleeping with him, but there's no communication or no open line between any of us. We just all doing our own thing and come together whenever. It's completely different.
Okay.
I don't know. I completely
get it. Hold on, Miss Kizzy. Wait a minute. So you mean to tell me you sit down at the table, like a woman sit at the table with three different dudes and say, this agreement. You know, all three of y'all gonna sleep with me and I'm a little all y'all gonna love me and it's gonna be cool. So you good with it, dude? Yeah, I'm good. Okay, cool.
I'm so glad you are finally listening that it's all about communication.
No, you didn't explain it like that. Now, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to take it racial. I'm not trying to take racial, but black men usually ain't gonna get down like that. I'm sorry.
It's not just isolated to African American community.
I know that.
10% of American population live like this. It's not just about
African
American.
Everyone doesn't know about each other. They may look like that, but everyone doesn't know about each other.
Exactly.
That's not a polyamorous relationship. That is not what a polyamorous relationship is. All of y'all listeners all over America, do not start talking about how you in a polyamorous relationship, even though you don't know about Keisha and she know about you. That's not it. It's completely different, and I think I'm should be the ambassador and making sure that there's a clear distinction. Yes,
you made a clear distinction. You got to have a round table discussion. That's what makes it a polyamorous relationship. You explained it now. That made all the confusion go away.
That's listen, man.
I don't see it happening because I would.
I'd like to see you get
that round table. 10% of Americans. Okay,
yes,
so
10%. At least 10% of Americans live in a polyamorous relationship. And they're happy.
Okay, I mean.
And they're happy.
I'm just curious.
All right, so let me ask you, do you personally know of any male or any female, do you know of anyone in any type of relationship? Let me ask you that one.
Yes, I do. And I've known people throughout the years of my life in these type of relationships,
Okay, and everything works out fine. Everybody's okay with it.
Yes, because they talk about it. It sounds crazy, but they talk about it. And different people in different stages of their lives have different needs that, you know, are fulfilled by different people for whatever reason. And they're all okay with that. So, yeah. And like you said earlier, that at some point in your life, maybe it changes. I don't know. Maybe it stays the same forever. But it still goes back to it being all about what you need, what makes you happy at the time that you need it, and that you clearly communicate it to everybody involved.
Mm-hmm.
I dropped the mic and exit stage left.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you in a polyamorous relationship, if you have a round table discussion with the guys or women you're going to sleep with, if you're cool with that, you're in polyamorous.
You are.
I'm sorry, that's not going to work. Friends with benefits to work, that's not going to work.
No.
That's so funny.
Okay, so then what do you feel about?
Ask you to get all these cats in the same room. That's what I want to know.
I mean, I've known dudes who hit the same chick.
No.
But,
no.
You know what I mean? But, you know, I could tell you plenty of stories about that, but, you
of
know,
course
as far
you
can.
Swingers and open relationships, for sure, but nope, that's completely different.
Mm-mm.
What were you going to say, Gabriella?
Okay, so I wanted to ask about, okay, so what separates that, the polyamorous thing, from casual dating, as in single people going out and just getting to know people, and they may mess with them every now and then, they may not, with, you know, is that acceptable behavior as well? I'm asking you, Phil, too, because I want to know what you have to say about casual dating. Like, I didn't say casual sex. I said casual dating. It's different.
Well, casual dating, again, is different from polyamorous, because polyamorous is about a commitment that you make to your partners. And, again, that you all do. I have to do a round table now. But that you all sit down and you agree to the commitment that you're making to each other. So it's definitely different from casual dating, which nothing is wrong. There's nothing wrong with casual dating if that's where you're at in your life. And, again, you're totally honest and open with the people that you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Which most of the time we're not, by the way. We like to hide and pretend that, oh, no, you're the only one, boo-boo, but no, you're not. So then all the fussing and the fighting and the drama and the hurt and the pain comes. And I'm saying let's move beyond that. Again, regardless of what type of relationship that you want, let's move beyond the hurt and the pain and the lies and the deception and the pretending and just be honest with each other and with ourselves. I'll give you a great example. I'm in a process right now where I'm living my dream, whether it's me writing this book or it's me working on a TV pilot that I just wrote. I'm living my dream, and it could end up taking me anywhere. And if I'm in a relationship with someone, I've expressed mm-hmm. that, and I've been honest about that. I'm not hiding it. If I have to move to L.A., I'm moving to L.A. If I have to move to Atlanta, that's where I'm going. But I'm not going to pretend like, oh, no, I'll give it all up, and I'll be here with you. And then when time comes, I burn out. Like, it's about being honest and open. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I think it really depends on what stage you are in life, because just like you
absolutely.
Said, because I myself am living my dream, which is why I'm not even getting into a polyamorous or any type of serious sexual relationship at all, because I'm just like, okay, we can be friends, all right, but I'm not really going there, because I have somebody in my personal life who gave up the opportunity to travel the world because, you know, some guy dangled a wedding ring on her face, and then and then the relationship fell apart. And now mm-hmm. she's sitting there, now she's not even making a lot of money because she sat there and gave that all up for somebody who who really, you know, that she's not even with that person anymore.
Yep.
And I think that's very stupid. I think that, you know, until you are at that stage in your life where you're ready for a marriage or, you know, a relationship that's leading into marriage, you shouldn't really commit yourself to anyone, because I keep seeing young people getting into these boyfriend-girlfriend relationships. And honestly, in my mind, boyfriend-girlfriend relationships don't exist. That's just something that I feel, because depending on the person. But for me, I don't really believe in the boyfriend-girlfriend thing, because from what I've seen, I see people get on Facebook all day crying and whining about their boyfriend cheating on them, or these girls going around flirting mm-hmm. with every single guy, and then they'll sit there and say, "Oh, I love my boyfriend," but they're still at that stage where they want to go out, they want to party, they want yep. to play the field, they want to do this and that. So why get yourself into a monogamous relationship if that's not what you're ready for?
Monogamy is not for everyone.
It's not for everybody at certain stages in your life. I mean, it's not. Yep. But, Mr. Gabriella, you say you had a question for me before I say something about what you said about the boyfriend thing and girlfriend thing. What would you want to ask me?
I said, well, how do you feel about casual dating? That's what I was
asking. I feel about it. I feel it's something you yeah. should do to find a person you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
That don't mean you're touching everybody. Just because I mean, how are you going to get to know people?
I love it. He said, I don't mean you're touching everybody.
Well, it's the truth. It don't mean so. I mean, that's not even wise to touch every person that you take out on a date. But, I mean,
oh,
women
no.
ask.
I mean, I'm not saying that. Like, I could understand if you knew.
I didn't say you said it. I'm just making a point. Now, the second thing.
I understand. There's a difference between casual dating and casual sex. Some
yeah.
people mm-hmm. try to intermingle those two when it doesn't. That, no.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing I tell a person is let the person know up front what it is when y'all are dating. Like, this is a date.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a beginning of a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. That's because
yeah.
that's how people get misconstrued. And a lot of times women are work bad about that. A dude take a chick out, they, you know, trying to talk to different chicks, find out which one maybe he want to talk to. And then, you know, she find out that he out with some other chick. You're like, well, you know, what's going on? Why are you talking to her for and this and that? And I thought we had something. I thought we was trying to, like, wait a minute, female. We just went to IHOP. Got the root beer, fresh and fruity, and some coffee. What's wrong with you?
But wow. some people do that. I mean, I've had guys do that to me before. I've had this one guy that I just said, look, I'm just trying to get to know you. I don't even know you as a person. We have been texting back and forth for a month. And I told him that I was going to go out on a date, and he got upset. And because in his mind, becoming someone's friend and getting to know someone
uh-huh.
is, that's like the beginning stages of getting ready to be in a serious relationship. And I was like, I don't even know you as a friend yet. I can't make that kind
but,
of
But
statement.
My thing is, why would you even tell that man you go out on a date for anyway?
I wasn't
why would
saying,
you do that?
Actually, I didn't even tell him I was going on a date. I
yeah,
I was
you did. You said
okay,
I'm going
on a date. Let me go back because you're going to put words in my mouth. I said I was going to go
How
out
How did
with
I put words in your mouth? You said it.
Okay, let me rephrase it. Okay, I told him I was going to go out with a friend. I said that's what I was going to do. He was like, oh, is that a date? And I was like, sorta. And then he got mad.
Why? Yeah, that's another thing. Why females got to say sorta? It is one or it's not.
Well, why are we all
I mean, why,
in such a rush
that,
to be
okay,
in a relationship?
But why? If I don't even know these people like that, why should I make a commitment to someone I barely
I'm
know?
I'm not telling you that. I didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
I said casual dating is cool. But you give see that's the problem
and
with people.
The
that's
the
problem with
look,
that's the problem with women. Y'all, some of y'all give out too much information.
No, you
some,
don't do that, Phil. Don't you say y'all don't do
I said
that?
Some. I said
Didn't
some.
Didn't you say okay. don't lie? Didn't you say but you said we shouldn't lie, so what
don't
I
lie,
do?
But sometimes you give out too much information. Sometimes. Like it was no reason to tell that
okay,
man
so
it was no reason to tell that man. It was no reason to tell that man that you was going out on that date. If you're just a casual date, you're just trying to figure out where y'all at. It was no reason to tell him that. You don't have no commitment to tell him every single thing anyway. I mean, if it was your man in a relationship, yeah, okay, you need to be honest and tell him what's up. When the first time you went on a date with the dude or whatever, you just say, hey, yeah, we're trying to get to know each other. It's X, Y, Z.
I didn't go on a date.
Huh?
Like, I didn't even go on a date with this guy because he, frankly, was creeping me out. But I was just like, look, I'm just going to go out to eat with a friend. That's all I said. I didn't say male or female. I said I was going to go out to eat with a friend, and he got upset. Now,
come on, man. We know
no,
what a
that
friend
a problem?
Means. We ain't stupid.
Yeah, because they go, they say, listen, I'm going to go out with
Stacey.
Like being
in a relationship,
yeah. So why are you mad? Because if I'm going out with one of my guy friends, I'll tell him, yo, I'm going out with my boy, or I'm going out with my boys. Come on, man. We know what a friend means. Because usually if y'all going out, yo, oh, I'm going out with my girls, I'm going out, you know, come on.
I don't have no female friends, so what am I supposed to say?
Well, I'm not asking a question. Like,
I'm just saying,
just
like
hanging out. Yeah, we're just
hanging
out.
But if I'm just hanging out, what's the problem? I'm not allowed to hang out with, I'm not allowed to have friends, I'm not allowed to hang out with people.
I didn't say that you can hang out with, you can hang out with a stadium full of people if you want to. That's not the issue. The thing is, I was just saying there's no reason to tell that man nothing if you ain't got no commitment to him. That's what I was saying.
Okay, so what am I supposed to say?
Nothing. Like, what you doing? What you doing? Like, if he's like, hey, what you doing tonight? I'm just going chill. You know, chill out. Oh, chill with who? I'm just going chill.
Like, you're not saying that.
Well,
I think that is rude. That's rude. Like, okay, so.
How's that rude?
If it was on the other side of the coin.
If somebody tell me they're going out, I don't need to be asking probing questions to some woman I just met the other day or just took out the other day. I don't have a right to probe.
I'm talking about somebody you've been talking to for a couple of months, and we said, I'm just trying to get to know you. I want to actually get to know you for at least a year.
Maybe some guys play that stuff. I wouldn't play that stuff because I ain't about to be spending my money on meals and everything. I don't care if the meal was 2 cents. I ain't about to spend my meals for no 4-6 months talking about I'm getting to know you. Doggone it. No, if I don't know you after a few meals, you got to go. You got to go.
I didn't say you had to spend money, so I don't know what you're talking about. So we
can
be friends.
Don't start that up again, because you know good and well where I'm going to go with that. Don't start that, because you know good and well I'm going to say any time a guy do anything costs him money. If anything costs you that high-dollar gas, so it costs you something.
So,
okay, but if you tell the guy up front, like, I'm not trying to go into it. If you tell the person from the jump, I'm not really looking for a serious relationship, we can be friends, and, you know, we're just going to hang out and get to know each other. How is that? Because in my mind, I really don't feel like I know someone until about a year. Because of my, you know, from my experience, I need to know someone for at least a year or even sometimes more to even know if this is going to work. Because I've had a lot of friendships that broke off because, you know, you thought you knew someone, and then all of a sudden something comes out, and you're like, some part of that character comes out, and you're just like, I can't believe it, and that's it. So,
I think you have to do a few things. I think the first thing that you have to do is you have to set boundaries. And I know people say, oh, maybe you can try it, but it doesn't work. But if you're serious about, again, this relationship, whatever type of relationship it is, then set boundaries. Like, I kind of agree with Phil in saying that it's not his business who you're going out on a date with. And if we had to set boundaries early off, he would have known not to even ask me that question because we're just getting to know each other. And then I think it's great that you're being friends with somebody before you commit to a relationship with them, but I also think it's our responsibility to recognize that a person is longing for more, and if I'm not prepared to give them more, then to cut it off and not lead them on by going on date number 12 when we can clearly see he's ready to buy the ring and move in, and we don't even want that. Like, it's time to just turn it off.
Amen. Amen, kids. I'm glad you said it and not me, because I will say it a different way.
I ended up telling that guy in the end, you know, I told him, it looks like you're looking for something more, and I'm not.
Yeah.
So this isn't going to work.
Yeah, but see, the way you were describing stuff, you would get a stalker.
Well, he was
talking into one, so I had to cut him off. But how would that make someone a stalker if you...
Because you, the way you do things, you lead a person on. That's why.
Yeah, you definitely not want to lead anybody on. Like, you know, I think after day three, where that girl leading on, men do that very well, which is why the girl fantasizes about getting married on day three and she's going through your phone when you're in the shower. It's because you're leading her on instead of telling her, hey. And then sometimes we'll say words, but our actions do a completely different thing. So if you really don't want to be with her, if she's not the one, then stop sleeping with her. Stop doing the friends with benefits. Stop booty calling just because you're being selfish and you don't have no ass, you can't call, so you're calling her. Don't do that, because you might tell her this is just a booty call and it's not like that, but you keep calling her every night. So we all have to be responsible in how we handle our relationships with our actions.
Now, I'm going to say something, and brother that's online, correct me if I'm wrong. See, you know, a lot of times it gets us in trouble is our sex game with these women. A lot of times we can say something, but then we touch. Yeah,
no.
We touch some of these women. No, sir. I'm telling you from personal experience. You touch some of these women go crazy after that.
No, sir.
Now, am I lying?
I'm not saying.
No, you certainly not lying, bro.
Name?
Okay,
all right. I mean, with that being said, I agree with the guest. You know, if you know that it's not going anywhere, all of this, booty call stuff, friends with benefits, man, it's been a couple of times, man, where even I felt kind of greasy about, about knowing that I wasn't going to do anything with, or I didn't want to take it to a certain place, and I was the one who actually had to cut it off because I felt a little greasy for doing that. So I you're right, though. I mean, we all need to take some personal responsibility, even if we know it's not going to end up with it being a relationship. I think at some point we just need to be honest with ourselves and say, listen, we can be, and not even that, because sometimes you could say, well, we need to stop this, but we can still be friends. But then it always happens. A couple of weeks, a couple of months down the line, you're always at the crib with each other. You got a little bit too much in you, and you wind up back at the same place you were, a month ago. So,
Now, see, the thing is, I don't know if a guy's is like me, but I just, after, I say date one, I know right off the bat if I want to talk to you after that or not. I know. Cause I guess
so
maybe
Do you end it once you know, or do you linger it on and say, I'm going to keep her on
if it's something that's a deal breaker for me, that's the end of it. I'll just say, hey, we could be friends, but that's not going to be anything more I'm going to pursue, because I'm not about to waste my money like that. Sorry.
But you know what?
Oh,
sometimes
but
you can't even
say you
do
have
that.
To waste money on a friend, though, because if it's somebody that I've told that, look, I want to be friends.
Well, friends, I'm not going to waste money on a friend, because we do it because she got her money, I got my money.
Silly. Oh yeah, for people that are actually my friends, it's people we hang out, we'll sit there and play Halo, Call of Duty, watch Netflix, eat a pizza, and call it a night and go home. Like, you don't have to touch each other. We just laughing and joking and chilling. That's friends.
What you're describing and what I'm describing, two different things, Ms. Gabriella.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about what you originally said about dating people, not like hanging out with your homegirl. I mean, that don't matter. I mean, you can hang out with your homegirl.
Home girls, all right? So I got homeboys.
I'm just talking from a guy's point of view. If you're hanging out with your homegirl, y'all doing what you're talking about, who cares? I mean, it's whatever. Y'all go to a movie, y'all do whatever. She pay for her ticket, you pay for your ticket. You ain't treating her out. I'm talking about like date. You're treating the chick out. You're trying to get to know her. You're trying to find out what she's about. And what I'm saying is I've even talked to people in the past that didn't even get to date number one because they were just getting on my nerves on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
And did you completely cut it off, or did you talk to them as friends?
I just let them know that, hey, I just think we'd be better as friends. And they're like, well, why? Well, because of this. And I remember one person, I heard they feeling bad, I ain't going to lie. They was really interested in me and say, you know what? I said, I just see you just as a sister. I can't see you like that.
Ooh,
that's a shame.
No, you didn't. You
I mean,
well,
you won't be, I don't lie. I don't lie. That's how I saw it.
Not that you have to tell the story, but it's just a delicate approach to things that make it go over smoother.
Well, you wouldn't want me to.
The book is all about.
You're going to get a stalker. That's what you said to me. So that's how.
No, but see, I don't play with people like that, though. I don't take it to date number 25 like you taking it to and then tell the dude, I was just trying to get to know you. I don't know. Everybody's different. I can't say that. I'm usually a pretty good judge of character when I'm in your face and hearing you talk a lot, because the questions I throw at you, I'm looking at your body language, I'm reading your, how you, your eye contact is, I'm reading everything, your vibe, I'm reading it. So, because I guess I'm just an analytical person. So I'm constantly looking at many things to give things off to you or how you respond to questions or whatever. And that's, I don't know, I guess maybe that's just me, but not everybody does that. But I don't think, like I said, I'm going to take the date 25 to figure it out. After a year, I think I wasted my time. I think you wasted your time.
I wouldn't wait a whole year. I would say, because you can tell usually from the first conversation, the first couple of times hanging out with somebody, you can usually, I would say no more than not even a couple months, depending on how often you speak to the person. But if they start to get on your nerves after a while, I will usually, I'm the first person to cut off any, like, I'll completely cut off all contact. If it gets to the point where they really are bothering me, I'll just cut off all contact. But if I'm, you know, not interested in someone, I'll just say, hey, it seems like you are, you know, you at this stage in your life, you're after, you know, a relationship that can lead into marriage, and I'm just trying to chill and just have fun. I'm not really into all that right now. So it really depends on the situation. Like, I mean, I'm not trying to say I would wait until a whole year, or I would sit there and go on a lot of dates and waste my own money, because I pay for my own stuff. So I'm not going to sit there and waste $25 on a meal every single week with somebody I'm not interested in. That's a waste of time and money. And I'm too old to be playing games. So, you know. I mean, maybe you misunderstood what I was saying. I'm just saying I wouldn't make a commitment to somebody I didn't know. Like, I wouldn't just
you don't even know somebody
for 3 months and then say, oh, well, I've only been talking to you for 3 months, but let's make a commitment. It doesn't work like that, because I don't. That's just not me.
No, I think that you should definitely take your time and get to know somebody and be their friend before you date them. Because,
yeah,
you know,
I agree
we
with
all
that.
Put on a facade. We put on our dating face for as long as we can. And then after I've got my claws in you, then the real me comes out. And then now you're jumping out of a window because I've gone that ape crazy on you. So I think it's very important to just sit back and watch that person. Like you said, Phil, maybe you might not be an analytical person, but you watch them in their own environment. You watch them around their friends or family, if they have children or not, or whatever the case may be, and just get to know that person. I definitely think it's a bad idea to isolate yourself with just you and that person, and you spend all this time with them because then they seem wonderful and you seem wonderful, and then when you get around a group of people, it's, again, a totally different story. So I think getting to know somebody in a year is not a bad idea at all.
Well,
let me ask you a question. Now, where does the aspect of sex come into it? Or does it even come into it?
I'm saving that for marriage,
that
so that's
because,
not even in the equation.
Right. Okay. Okay.
That's
okay.
Not even,
but, I mean,
because that makes things so much more complicated. Once you
But as a general question, though.
Yeah. That doesn't even play into the equation. There's no sex. It's just like, hey, it's a Friday night. You want to hang out. Okay, cool. You know, we're gonna watch a movie, order a pizza. I'll pay my half, you pay your half, and that's it.
Mm.
It's not
okay.
A friends with benefits, because that's when things get complicated.
The only reason I ask is because, you know, we toss this word friends around a lot. You know, oh, she's my friend, he's my friend, and you know, usually, you know, friends aren't supposed to be having sex with the friends. You know,
mm-hmm.
and you get in a situation where he's my friend, but you know, but he's smashing too, you know, so he's a little more than just your friend, you know. So I think we have to be careful, you know, when we're talking about getting to know someone, because if we're going to get to know someone and that person's going to become our friend, then I think, you know, sex has to, you know, not be in that equation, and you just need to be friends. You know, and I don't mean, you know, kissing. I don't mean holding hands. I mean, a friend. Like, I have, you know, females that I've known since elementary school, you know, and I consider them friends because I've never done anything with them and I'm never going to do anything. I mean, it's just one of those things where they could be at my crib, you know, and they can just, you know, chill on my couch and it'll never be anything that goes on. But now, you know, you talk about me being the age that I am now, I'm not meeting too many more friends. You know what
right.
I mean? If I meet a female, you know, it like just like what is that line Chris Rock said? He said, "Oh, I had female friends, but it wasn't on purpose." You know, so you gotta be real careful, you know, when we throwing that friends thing around, you know, because you know it's that friend stuff, but then you're still having sex at the same time, and I think that's, you know, I think that has an adverse effect you know, to your friendship, because, you know, because like we were talking earlier, you know, once you toss the bedroom, you know, then you get the emotions involved now with something different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, what you're talking about is like kind of like it's like you have your friends, and they just your friends, that's it. You want a woman's point of view on something, you call your friend. Hey, what you think about this? Or, you know, you could talk to this female friend about a girl, you know, you're interested in, or some chick saying certain things to you, like, hey, what is she really saying? You know, like that. And you don't touch them, you're right. Then you got that other version of friends, where is she my friend, you know, but hopefully transition into my girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? Then you take them a little different. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because, yeah, you got some friends that, like I say, you've been knowing a minute, or you even just met, you know, and they just cool people. It ain't even nothing like that. You know, and you appreciate them being your friend, and they could tell you about their issues with men. You know, you give them your point of view about, you know, hey, well, maybe this dude doing this or whatever, you know. I mean, but the only bad thing about that, too, you got to watch that chick is your friend, and she get in a bad situation, and the dude do it dirty, and she calling your phone and all that other stuff because she feeling all, you know, and that's where you got to kind of keep your friend at bay. Like, nah, because then she's going to be looking at you like, you know, he's always there for me. He always talks to me. He always, you know, you'll ruin your friendship if you let something slip up.
Right, and see, watch out for those sharks. Watch out for those sharks, because some guys, I mean, that plays right into their hands. I mean, they'll sit up there and listen to your bullshit. You know, they'll be sitting home playing PlayStation. They got the controller in one hand and they got the phone in the air. Come on, stop. Oh man, he did you dirty. Oh, you shouldn't have did that. Why don't you come on over? You know, we can talk about it. Then when you come over here crying, it's like, oh, let me fix you something to, you know, take your mind off that. Get you a little red berry slot and a couple of shots of that, man, and you're gone. Straight to the mattresses.
Yeah. You know, I had a female, like one time I was friends with, and, you know, she was feeling like that, and she wanted to go there. I said, you know what, nah, I said, I don't know. I said, I have a conscience. I can't do a woman like that. I said, I just do it. I have a conscience. And she's like, no, but it's okay. Like, no. I said, no. I said, I would be no different than some dirty dude that's taking advantage of you. Saying, how can I be your friend doing you that? I said, I don't know. But not all guys feel that way. So some guys are like, shoot, she give it. I'm taking it.
And then
in the end, a lot of women in the end respect you more because of that. Say, you know, I was just crazy and you didn't take advantage of me. And they say, like, nah, because, you know, I'm truly your friend. I'm looking out for you. I'm not trying to take advantage of you and hurt you worse than what you already are. And then sometimes that even backfires on you. Then all of a sudden that friend start liking you because you didn't take advantage of them. It's like sometimes you can't. Sometimes you can't win for losing if you are just a good friend.
Yeah. See, let me ask this question. And sometimes I sort of it's a toss up with me in this. So you know, so let's say you know, so going down the same avenue as you know being someone's friend. Okay, so you meet a female and you start becoming friends, and you don't touch her, you don't do anything. You guys are just friends. Now. Let me ask you, two females, do you think anything of that guy as far as his sexuality, if a guy just is not trying to do anything? Do you say, well, why is he trying anything? Is he gay? What's wrong with this guy? So let me guys ask you that one.
Well, I mean, I don't think that. Because sometimes, you meet someone who's like a mutual friend or something, depending on how the friendship started. Sometimes there is no type of sexual chemistry at all, and there is no, like, that thought would never even cross your mind. Like, I have some guy friends where I would be offended if they tried that, because I would always view them as just somebody who's a really close friend and almost like a brother to me, like, you know. And there's some guys that are, I would say, potential boyfriends. There's the potential boyfriend category, and then there's the just straight platonic friend category, and those two don't intermingle.
Yeah, I agree, because there's been, you know, at certain points where I actually, you know, because I don't really do having a female friend. I've tried to, you know, go out and befriend, you know, females and just try to see if I can just be cool, you know. And then after a while, you know, they they looked at me. They, well, you okay? I'm like, yeah, my eye was good. You ain't gay. Like, gay? Like, well, let's go in this bedroom. Let's do something. You know what I mean? Let me beat the brakes off you. So, and then, you know, so it's like, you know, a guy can be, I think it's almost impossible for a guy, at least a guy like me, not to try anything, you know, at least not, like, it's hard for me to be with a female and not treat you like a female, you know, I can't treat you like a homeboy, so, you know, even if we agreed to go out to the movies, I don't feel comfortable, all this going Dutch, I mean, it's all good, I mean, movie ain't nothing but, you know, $20, I don't mind paying your way to the movies, you know, so it's hard to do that, you know, for some guys, you know, but, I mean,
I don't know. I just never had an issue, you know, with talking to women in that regard, because like just like what Kizzy was saying about her childhood, I've always had like guys and women, especially when women come up to me asking me stuff in that level. So it didn't bother me just to talk to them like that. I don't know. I've never been the type. I just wanted to pounce on every chick. But most of the time now, like I said, and correct me if I'm wrong, most guys will pick a female friend that does have potential for them to be in a relationship with or even to sleep with. Most guys, have you noticed that about guys?
Yeah. And you raise an interesting point, because now I'm thinking about, you know, the few female friends that I do have, and none of them are my type, you know. So I would even if they would have expressed their interest in me, I wouldn't have, you know, the feelings wouldn't have been mutual. So I, you know, because it's very hard to be, you know, a female. Well, I wouldn't say hard, but, you know, for me, you know, if you my female friend and you know, trust me, then you probably wouldn't be the type of female that I would actually date. You know what I mean?
Kizzy, you was going to say something, Kizzy?
No, I was just going to say that I don't find it difficult to be friends with men, even though I do find that probably 80% of the men are flirtatious. But I don't think that every man that's flirting with me actually wants me, like, want to go to bed and be my man or one or the other. I just think that sometimes you have people who are very flirtatious and they like throwing compliments, they like getting them, whatever, I don't know. So I handle that situation completely different. Sometimes I get my inbox is full with men saying different things to me, and I'm just like, oh, you know, ha, 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 thank you, whatever, and I let it go, and they may never say anything to me again because of how I handled it. But I just think that you have to, again, know who you are. Like, if you can't have male friends because you probably want to sleep with all of them, you shouldn't have male friends like that. Like, you shouldn't have female friends if you know your type and you will want to sleep with her. It's just all about knowing who you are and how you're going to handle the situation. And I'm okay with having male friends personally, because I know if I don't want to sleep with you, I don't care what you say, I'm not going to sleep with you, right? Mm-hmm. And then if I'm in a relationship and I think that you're being a little too aggressive, then I'll tell you that. And then if you don't stop, then I'll have to stop being friends with you, because now you're disrespecting my relationship. But I'm not bothered by it, because I know I'm not going to, you know, sleep with you on that level or deal with you on that level. But it's just all
about. Yeah, see, you just took it to a whole nother. I mean, now I don't want to get into that, but. You just mentioned having to do for, oh, that's a no-no. You ain't.
What's a no-no? If
I'm with you and we're in a relationship and you got males and friends, what? Come on now.
I have to drop all my friends that before, because if my situation is different, I've always been the people that have really been there for me, who have been down for me forever, I have to drop all of them because I have a boyfriend.
You said there were guys.
Like, I don't have any female. I only have one female friend, and she lives really far away, and all my other friends are guys, and it's strictly platonic. We don't be hopping in bed with each other. So you're telling me that if I have a boyfriend, I literally just have to sit there and hang out with my cat all the time because I have a boyfriend now.
Yeah, but see if your so-called male friends, if they have any sense, they will respect the fact that you're with someone, and they would let you live, they would let you breathe, and they wouldn't be trying to, you know, go out with you. Like I got a friend now, you know, back in my hometown. You know, when she, you know, told me that she was, you know, seeing someone, I fell back. You know, okay, I'm gonna respect the fact that you have someone. I want you to be happy, so I want to see your relationship grow and blossom. So, you know, it's cool if we see each other in passing. You know, then, you know, we'll talk and we'll kick it like we ain't never left. But, you know, at the same time, you know, do your thing. But see, all of these so-called guy friends, I mean, because we're real sneaky, you know, and you know, I don't absolve myself from that. You know, sometimes we get real sneaky. So if you got 20 guy friends in your phone book, right, in your contact list tonight, call them all up tonight, tell them you want to give them some ass. See how quick they try to break down your door trying to get some pussy. you know what I mean?
Oh, I know that. I'm not stupid enough to think that, you know, I'm not stupid. I know that guys, pretty much, if they're attracted to a female, no matter what, they'll still do it. I mean, I'm not stupid enough to sit there and think that they're not thinking about that. But at the same time, if there is a mutual respect and it's like, look, we're friends, don't take it there, then it's okay. I don't see anything wrong with me hanging out. Because, I mean, I had a relationship where I was completely honest with, you know, the guy that I was with, my ex-boyfriend. I was like, look, I do have male friends. And he was okay with it because he was like, I trust you. I know you're not going to go that route with them. And it was fine. He didn't mind me hanging out with my guy friends. So it depends on the situation. Because I'm not that
sure. Gabriella, I think
now,
you
some
might...
Some people might get upset, but whatever. I mean, it depends on the circumstance. I mean, I actually do have some guys that are like, oh, that's fine. I don't mind. Like, if as long as I'm able to keep my female friends, I don't see any problem with you keeping your male friends. I don't think that if this is somebody you've been friends with for 3 years, I'm not... It doesn't make any sense. You're supposed to sit there and delete that number and never talk to them again, or
No. I'm not saying that you
spend the night and do all kind of stuff, like, and be sitting there and spending more time with your female friends or your male friends if you're in a relationship. I understand that if you're in a relationship, you have to spend more time with that person, but you can't completely cut all your friends off. Like, if they really need you or they really just want to hang out with you, you can't say, oh, well, I can't hang out with you no more because I'm in a relationship now.
I agree. No, you're right. So, let me just clarify. All right, so I guess what I meant, what I said, no, you ain't going to be hitting the streets with these niggas like you're single. You know what I mean? Let me just put it to you like that.
I mean, I understand. It's not like we're going to go out and be going out, like, you know, we're going to be going out to dinner and lunches together. That's a different story. But if we just want to hang out or something, that's for a couple of hours on a weekend, that's different. But, you know, there has to be a boundary set up. You have to say, look, I'm in a relationship. I'm only going to take it so far. And if you're not comfortable with it, then you don't need to be friends anymore. And some people are okay with it. Some people aren't. And, you know.
Can I chime in?
I've been
quiet because I've been listening. Okay. So let's talk about this friend situation. When you're in a relationship with somebody and talking about friends of the opposite sex, I'm going to talk from the men's point of view. Okay. A lot of times you can have friends. Fine. Mm-hmm. No problem. But women, a lot of times, have problems with your friends if they are attractive women. If they're women that are not really attractive,
they're insecure. No, I mean, I've had that happen
insecurity.
To me before. I've had females do that to me all. Like,
that's a lot of women is insecure, I guess.
There's a lot of insecure women because I'm not going to say I'm the best looking girl in the world, but I consider myself mildly attractive. I have a lot of people that tell me I look good, and I've had girls come up to me and say, I don't want you to be friends with my boyfriend anymore. And I was like, all right, you know, if you're insecure, if you feel like you're not, if you feel threatened by me for some reason, then okay.
Look, Miss Gabrielle, it's like this. If your boyfriend and girlfriend, y'all just kind of starting out or whatever, then no, you don't cut off your female or male friends. I don't agree with cutting them off. Now you get to a point that, okay, now you engage now, and then now all of a sudden, you know, you're married. I don't really think you need to have any single friends like that unless they're family or something like that. But if you do have friends, they couples. Like they couples and y'all got the same things in common. And they're not couples that's out there, you know, swinging and having round table discussions. Not them kind of couples. You get what I'm saying?
I don't know if I completely agree with that or not, because I think that we all, this is the problem with being in some relationships sometimes. We're all individuals. We're all individuals. We all had our own lives before I met you, and you cannot expect me to alter or tailor it to fit your needs or to tailor to not your specifically feel, but your insecurities. If you're in a relationship with me and you trust me and you believe me, then you have to know I'm going to do the best for this relationship at all times. Rather, that's me hanging out with my homeboy a little less because I know that I'm in a relationship and I'm going to respect our boundaries and he will too. Or it's me hanging out with my girlfriend who sleeps with 7 dudes in 1 week. You have to know I'm not out there sleeping with 7 dudes in 1 week because I respect the boundaries of our relationship. I don't like the idea of having to alter my life for my mate.
That's called compromise.
I agree.
You have to alter some things.
That's the problem. That's the problem. If you're telling me that you don't want to give up your life, listen. I mean, if you have kids, you can't be running the streets every day. You have a relationship. Some things in your prior life, you're gonna have to give the fuck up. You know what I mean? So them hoes that you hanging out with, or them hoes you've been hanging out with, they're gonna have to stop.
If I went out with Tracy every night of the week, no, I'm not going to go out with her every night of the week now that I'm in a relationship. Again, I understand the boundaries of a relationship, but don't expect me to cut Tracy completely out of my life, or don't expect me to cut Emmanuel completely out of my life because we're now together. If you trust me, then you know that I have enough sense to do what's best for our relationship. That's what I'm saying. But sometimes you get in a relationship where the man or the woman wants you to completely cut off everybody you've dealt with before them. They want you to completely cater to them 24/7. And like she said, I don't want you talking to him. I've been knowing him for 10 years. Now I'm not supposed to talk to him from time to time. That is ludicrous. And if that's the type of person you are, then we don't have a future. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, the relationship I'm in, it's completely, we understand each other and we trust each other, and I've never had a problem with any friends that I have, whether it's female or male, and that's because he knows I respect our boundaries. I know how to behave in a relationship.
And
that's cool. So just as long as Emmanuel knows that you're in a relationship now, so, you know, he's going to have to fall back a little bit.
Okay, that's fine.
I understand that. I think there's just a little bit of confusion because I've had a guy, let's just call him a potential boyfriend, and he goes and he says that, you know, he'll go and he hangs out with one of his homegirls. And I say, I got homeboys too, all right? And if I was in a relationship with a guy and he said that he wanted to go and hang out with one of his old female friends and they've been friends for 5 years, this is somebody that he, you know, has always been there for him, and really, you know, it's never been any type of sexual relationship. They're just friends, and this is somebody that is almost like his sister. I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, no, you can't talk to them no more because I feel like this and that. No, I just don't think that's right, because I've seen it so many times where people will sit there and I understand that if you're in a relationship, you have to say, okay, we can't hang out as much, but we can't say, oh, well, we can't hang out at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
Let me ask something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not all the time that your mate has a problem with a friend of the opposite sex. They can have a problem with a friend of the same sex. Like, your homeboy likes to be running the streets and doing this and doing that, And your woman could be like, I don't want you really hanging with him. Why? Because he always got all these little holes around. Or
he
want to take you to the strip club.
It's not all the time insecurity.
No, it's not. No. Sometimes you got to protect. I would personally have a problem if my wife would have no problem with me hanging out with, let's say, a homeboy of mine that's always at the strip club. He invited me to the strip club and this. And I say, oh, I know you. I trust you. You ain't going to do nothing because I know
but
you.
Are
I know
you going?
Like,
are you going to strip club?
No, I know I don't go to no places.
Right.
Please.
All right, but, then so what?
That's because you respect the relationship. So because Emmanuel goes out to the strip club all night long and he tells you to come with him, if you respect the boundaries of your relationship, you're not going to go. So she should be secure in your relationship with Emmanuel and know, yeah, Emmanuel is a whore, but my man might go once a month, but he ain't in the streets all night long every night. It's about
knowing who you're in a relationship with.
Okay,
let's bring up that strip club thing. To me as a man, I feel that's disrespectful. To do something like that, and you, I'm married, so some of my boundaries is a little bit different. Like, see, what Ms. Gabriella, where she's coming from is from the boyfriend, girlfriend, dating scene, so the rules aren't as strict as they would be in a marriage a little bit. Because you still keep your friends. So I'm saying, if you're dating somebody, keep your friends. Why are you going to give them up just you dating this female, dating this dude? Why? It's not even that serious yet. But when it gets to a point like me, you know, okay, you're married. I don't want to hang around, you know. Like, I have certain friends that, like, say, I got a homeboy. You know, he dating a chick and stuff like that, but he's a respectful dude. My wife know who he is. This other friend of mine I got, he cool, he married, he's a respectful type of dude. She have no problem with me going anywhere with them because she know who they are and how they get down. But if it was some type of other kind of dude that's always in trouble or can get me in trouble or something with females, and yes, she would have a problem because there's no problem with trying to protect your husband or your wife from certain kind of people they may not see. There's a lot of people that's gotten in trouble in their relationships or even just in trouble with the law hanging around the wrong kind of people.
Well, that's where the open line of communication comes.
Do what?
This is the problem. The problem is that a lot of the times there is no open line of communication.
That's right.
I think that it's very important that if you're going to take a relationship to the next level, you need to say, okay, these are my friends. You can meet my friends that I've had from the past. These are people that I hang out with. I want you to get to know them and see what they're all about. These are the people I will be hanging out with. I've never been able to make female friends. Maybe I'm crazy or I'm weird, but I've always had guy friends. Okay.
But see, that's gonna be a problem for you with it down the line. It's gonna be a problem.
It probably will be.
I'm telling you, it's gonna be a problem. I'm telling you it's going to be a problem because any guy that's going to be serious with you, he's not going to be for that.
That's not true.
Oh, that's not true.
I'm in a completely happy, healthy, monogamous relationship, and I have been for 4 years, and I have never had that problem. And
but
he knows of friends that I have. But, again, it's how I handle my relationships with those friends that make him secure in our relationship. So nobody's calling me at 12 a.m. saying, hey, what you doing? Come on, let's go, you know, woo-woo-wop. No, that's not happening. But if they call at 1 p.m. and say, hey, you know, let me tell you about old girl or whatever the situation is, or we having this get-together here or there, he coming with me, or if he can't make it, he knows I'm going to be gone for a couple of hours, come home, tell him about it, and it's all good. Like, you have to have communication. You have to understand who you're dating, and either you deal with it or you don't. But
I don't know. It's not about changing people. To me, like when I had female friends and they would be cool, you talk to them or whatever, they get in a relationship, you know, they don't talk much, they don't say nothing, then I understand, okay, they're in a relationship, they need to focus their attention on the dude they with, not talking to me or whatever all the time. Because you need to make a friend with the person you with. That's the friendship you need to build. Don't be worrying about building friendships with me or trying to keep a friendship going with me. To me, I don't know, I just respect people's situation, I guess.
It just depends on the circumstance, because the thing is, what works for you may not work for me, and that's something that I've just, you know, what's the Bible verse? I can't remember. It's to each their own, you know? Because what works for you may be perfect for you, Phil. But what works for me is
yeah,
that,
everybody's different.
You have to respect my situation because you might say, oh, it's not going to work for you to have mostly guy friends. Oh, everybody's going to think you're a certain way.
I didn't say nothing about everybody.
I can't control the fact that females don't like me. I can't control that. So what am I supposed to do? Hang out with my cat? I don't know what to tell you about that.
Only thing I'm saying is, like for instance, I have, like, my homeboys I have, and then, like I said, I had female friends. I was single. Once I got in my serious relationship, they got to go. Because I need the only woman in my life I need to be focusing my attention on like that is the woman I'm with. I got my homeboys. I mean, shoot, that, like I said, they got to go. That's what I think. Any person would normally do it. It's not about, I'm going to keep my friends and I want to talk to them. It's about disrespecting your situation. It's like, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Disrespecting your situation. I don't see nothing wrong with that. Like I said, I'm a married man. Like I said, so things are a little bit different for me than you.
Of course, it's different. When you're married, it's a totally different ballgame.
I mean, I'm a married man. I'm like, I'm going to hang with my homegirl.
If it was for me, in my perspective.
So you would have no problem if your husband was hanging with his female homegirl. No problem.
No,
your husband.
No, if I knew her, yeah. No, I wouldn't have a problem. I really wouldn't. Because if I can't, as long as I can hang out with my homies or whatever, then that's cool. Like, I have no problem with it. As long as we're being completely open and honest and it's like, look, I got my friends, you got your friends. I need to know who they are. We don't have no secret friends. As long as it's like that, as long as it's a strict, no sex, no nothing relationship. If it's like you said, hey, I'm about to go hang out with Keisha, and we're going to go and watch a movie or whatever, I don't care.
You would not care if your husband is going out basically on a date with another woman watching a movie. That's a date.
That's not a date. That's
not a date. That is. If somebody sees walk in, you may not say that, but I'm calling it what it is. Somebody see your husband walking in with another woman in the movie theater, watching the movie, laughing and stuff like that, walking out, eating popcorn and stuff like that. Most people see that and say, they look like they're on a date.
It's not about what other people think, but they want to think. It's about what you have. Looking for trouble.
You keep that thought process. I'm telling you, looking for trouble. I'm just telling you, I know. Okay, Emmanuel. Now, would you let your woman go out to the movies? Would you let your wife, your wedded wife, go hang out with another man and go to the movies and everything with him? Would you let her do that?
I've been sitting here for about the last 5-10 minutes just listening. And why aren't y'all going out to the movies? Why are you going out to the movies with another dude?
Exactly. Why can't you be better?
I think that it depends on the circumstances. Let me just add on to that point real quick, and I'll let you finish. But as I'm listening, I'm trying to everything. My thought process is to always try to look at things from both ends of the spectrum. And I can see situations where you would go out with your guy friend or your female friend, because as much as we want to say that, my wife is my best friend or my girlfriend is my best friend, there are still some things that you just don't talk to your wife about that maybe you talk to, the other person about. I mean, maybe, you know what I mean? So, I can see it. I feel a certain way about it, but I don't know. I guess if you ask me this question 7 days a week, man, I'll probably have 7 different answers, because I guess I can see both ends.
It just depends on the circumstance. Because you can't just say, honestly, if I was married to a guy and it was a girl that I knew and that I trusted and she said, whatever the situation was, he said, hey, we're going to hang out and we're going to go get a coffee and go watch a movie. I would not have a problem with it. As long as I can do the same thing, that's fine, because we are friends. It's not like going on a date or it's dating. As long as there is a, you know, you're actually sitting down and saying, okay, this is what it is, there's no problem. But if that, the problem is when people have to go and sneak around because it's like, I want to still maintain my friendship, but I have to worry about, oh, well, you know, well, my husband, Bob, is going to be mad because he doesn't really want me hanging out with Tommy, so I'm just going to lie and say this, because that's where the problems start, because I don't, you have to have friends.
But no friend is worth my marriage. That's how I look at it. Ain't no friend worth my relationship. Because, like, this is my thing. If, you know, okay, let's say, like,
you got to hang out with her every week. I'm just saying, like, if you.
But my
like
thing is, this is my thing.
Monday, so what?
My, like, I'd rather go to the movies with my woman, my wife, but she's
right,
my friend. Because
exactly,
I feel. Because why would I want to go hang out and go to a movie without my wife? I'm going to see my wife sitting at the crib, but I'm going to go to a movie with
the female. Exactly.
Why wouldn't your
wife be your first option?
Exactly.
You know, it'd be one thing if I said, hey, baby, you want to go out to the movies? And you like, and then your wife is like, eh, you know, I'm feeling kind of, you know, I just want to chill out. Well, you know, you mind if I go with, you know, so-and-so? And she, and I could better understand that than just bypass your woman and then ask the next woman if she wants to go to the movies.
Okay, so what if you're in a relationship with a homebody?
If you're in a relationship with a homebody, then y'all need to have a discussion and say, hey, you need to kind of compromise that homebody needs to get outside the houseness. Maybe you shouldn't even be in a relationship with that homebody
exactly, if that's a problem.
Exactly.
Like, again,
exactly,
it's about communication.
Okay,
and
well, again,
with the whole friendship thing,
it just depends. It really depends.
Let's just say that it depends
because I'm not going to sit there. I would never tell my husband, my boyfriend, whatever, you cannot have any female friends. I would never say that. That's just me coming from my experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not an insecure person. I'm not the kind of person who's going to try to, you know, who's going to get upset about a guy having female friends. I don't
Miss Gabriella, females are dirty, females are devious,
oh,
and when you can see how they are.
I know females are nasty. I know the females will sit there and try to break up relationships. I know
but
females
I'm in a
stuff like that.
But I'm in a relationship with you. And I'm in a relationship with you. I'm not in a relationship with them. So I understand, because a stranger who I don't know that maybe you work with every day could be trying to hit on you and sex you up in a bathroom on a break. So what difference is she than the friend that you might have that do that? I'm in a relationship with you, and I have to be able to trust you with whomever you're with at whatever time you're with that person. Like, you have to do with me. And I have,
but that's not a good look, Kizzy. I'm sorry, you married person. It's not a good look. I don't care what you say about trust. It's not a good look for you as a married person to be out with somebody. Like, I don't want to. If my wife tell me I don't feel like going to the movies, I'm tired, then my behind staying home with my wife. And when she want to go to the movie, we'll go. If she can't go and it come out on Redbox, we'll watch it on Redbox. But I am not about to not go nowhere without my wife. Or when I go to the club, I go with my wife.
Right.
It's
just one of these things that you. I mean, it's just
it's
one
about
of these
respect.
Things that you have. To, yeah,
okay.
Let's just leave it at
to each their own. That's all.
I think so.
I'm just about to say that.
I
honestly can't. You know, I respect the way that you think, but a lot of the things that you know, your views on life don't match mine, and so
if you want to look at it in those terms, then yeah, I mean, everything we do in life is to each his own. But this has to be, I think it depends on the partner, though.
I'm not in a relationship with Phil. I'm not dating him. So if I knew that this is something, if Phil said he wasn't comfortable with it, then I would say, okay, I understand. If Phil said, hey, I don't really feel comfortable with you having male friends outside of this relationship, then I would say, okay, that's fine, I understand. But if he was okay with it, then I wouldn't, you know, then I would just do whatever. Like, it depends on the person. It depends on the situation. You can't just sit there and say, oh, well, because this works for this couple, this is what every couple should do. It doesn't work like that.
And that's why when you meet somebody, you discuss these things and you have a mutual, like.
That's what I'm saying, like, from the jump. Like, yeah,
exactly, from the jump.
Marriage,
somebody, to me, it's just about a respect thing. And about,
yeah.
about a, you know what I'm saying? You don't put yourself in situations that you don't have to. Like, why I want to get in an argument with my wife when I don't have to on things that are not even a good look? Why would I want to go through that?
Mm-hmm.
Why would I want her thinking certain things about me if I'm not doing it based on my choices or not was not a good look?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because trust me, no man want to come home and hear a bunch of stuff. You see, in some women will tell you, yeah, go ahead. But they don't mean go ahead. But, yeah, you go do it. Watch what's going to happen.
Well, I mean, that depends on that. That's that woman. That's not me. But that's that woman.
I didn't say it was you. I didn't say
it was you. But you know what? I respect what you're saying, but you don't really believe that. In your heart of hearts, come on now. If and I'm not just talking about some random dude you may be seeing. If that's your husband, okay, you're not going to be cool. I mean, you may say it's cool, but don't listen. You're not going to be cool with it. You know, him choosing to go to a nice expensive restaurant with some female that's not you.
I didn't say nice expensive restaurant.
It could be the movies, it could be the restaurant, it could be the park.
I mean, hell, it could be going to Best Buy. I mean, what the hell does it matter what the setting is? The simple fact is he's choosing to go with someone other than you as their first option.
But man, you know what it is, bro. You know what it is, bro. Too. I need to think about it for a minute. Miss Gabriella haven't gotten to that point yet. That's what it is, and it's a total different feeling she's gonna have toward that man when she does. And then
okay,
everything.
Hold it. Are you in your early 20s? Gabriella, are you in your early 20s? Okay. All right. So I guess we're speaking because I'm a few generations ahead of you. I'm 35. So you know I'm quite a few years older than you are. So I can see where your mind is.
But at the same time, it really depends on the circumstance because like it just I can't say that I can't.
But
say,
you haven't found that one yet, Mama. That's what it is.
Oh, I understand that. Oh, I understand. Okay, I understand. But my parents have friends, like male friends, and they have female friends.
But you, like you said to me just now, you can't compare. You are you.
Oh,
so.
I know. But they have male friends and they have female friends, and they, you know, and it is what it is. It's not, you know, they sometimes will go, hey, let's go to lunch. It's not even. It's a business relationship. It's not even like that. So it depends on the circumstance. So, I mean, you can't sit there and say, oh, well, no, you can't do that. Because that may be perfect for you, but what's perfect for me is what's going to work for me. I'm not going to sit there and just tell somebody to do something that I wouldn't be comfortable with myself. So let's just leave it at that. You know, there really doesn't even need to be any more discussion. It's like, look, this is what it is. If this works for your relationship, fine, cool, perfect, but it's not going to work for me. So I'm not going to say that. You know,
no, I mean, no one. I mean, I don't think any of us are trying to change another person's beliefs or anyone's, you know, personal habits and what they do. I don't think any.
Yeah, you're gonna do what you do at the end of the day.
Right, exactly. I think we're just having a discussion from all aspects of the, you know, of this. Of the discussion.
Oh, yes, I understand.
But
I think, Gabrielle,
I think it's important that you know that coming from someone who has been in a relationship for 4 years, that what you're saying is possible. I know that the men think it's impossible, but it's possible because I'm living, breathing proof of it. Happy, healthy, in love. And again, Gabriella sounds like a young woman who is going to know her boundaries. She's going to know how to respect her relationship. And that's the same thing with me. I know my boundaries. I know how to respect my relationship, but I still have my friends. And I may still end up hanging out with them just because my husband may not like, or my guy may not like Star Wars, but my homeboy does. So we're going to watch Star Wars together. I'm not going to miss going to watch Star Wars, and I'm a fan, the number one fan, just because my husband does it.
But Kizzy, you still, hold on, Kizzy, you still in that mode though? Even though you've been together 4 years, you're still boyfriend and girlfriend. So
no,
it goes
not,
back.
But you know what? My life is not going to change when I get married, because if it does, I don't need to get married. If we're not at the same level that we are now with respect and love, hopefully it will grow, of course, as time goes. But what's going to drastically change in my marriage to make me all of a sudden say, oh, you know what? Nope, I ain't going to see Star Wars with you.
I'm just saying my opinion, when you love a person and the more you love them, the more you want to be around them, the more you want to spend time with them. And even if you don't like something, when you love a person, you would do things and even try to take appreciation for it just for the fact of there's something they enjoy doing. Relationships is about compromise. I can't do everything I want to do 24/7 in a relationship. Sometimes my wife, you know, compromise with me on some things. I compromise with her on some things. I mean, but I'm not, just because she may not want to do something, I'm going to say, oh, well, you don't want to do it, then I'm going to go find this chick and she'll go with me. And they just kind of, I'm just saying, this is my opinion.
That's not how it is, though, because you're making it sound like something different. But it's like, if this is somebody that you've been friends with for like 5-6 years, even prior to meeting me, whether we're married or not, that's still your friend. And that's just, I don't care if it's male or female, because I've seen people that, how do you know that if your wife is a female, how do you know that she and Keisha weren't doing something back in the day? Like, you don't even know if they had a sexual relationship or not these days. Or if it's a man hanging out with his homies, you don't know what they were doing, you know? So
wow,
you know,
really, Gabriella? Really?
I'm just saying. This is 2013. People be doing some questionable stuff these days. So I'm just saying, like, you don't know. So it's really about trust. And if you don't trust that person to respect the relationship, because I've had guys that have tried to do something, and I was like, look, I have a boyfriend, stop. And I will cut off the relationship if they try to take it to a different level. But if they're able to be respectful of me, then I don't, I mean, I'm not going to be like that. I know married couples that have friends outside of the relationship, and it's not even like that. So that's
just let me just put it to you like this, all right? And this would be my closing for the night when it comes to having, you know, friends with opposite sex.
Yeah, go got 4 minutes.
You can go. I mean, if you know your old dude for, you know, 10 years plus, whatever, but please, to God, don't let me find out he used to hit you. I mean, you know what I mean. Not like smash.
Yeah.
You best not. Listen, if I find out, you might as well cancel Christmas. You can cancel Christmas on that.
Yeah, right? You're right about that. You can't be friends with no exes. Even if it's any kind of ex, you can't be friends with them. That is not going to work.
Well, I mean, the ex, I don't care. I mean, I don't care if you was just smashing or if that was your eye. But, man, listen. You know, because that come on. The way I see it, man, that's the ultimate disrespect. You know, you going out with old boy, and you know, old boy used to smash you, you know, a couple of years before I met you. Now, I can't do anything about that. What's done is done. But the fact that you're still trying to carry on this friendship, now you with me, and old boy used to hit you.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to have problems.
Yeah, I agree with that 100% right there. I can't say nothing about that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree with that right there. So we got, like, what, less than 3 minutes. Kizzy, what's your opinion on that?
All right. I'm not even going to say anything,
because
I said my piece.
That's what I want to ask Kizzy, because we got coming up on 2 minutes to go for the show in. Kizzy, what's your opinion on that?
I think that, like with anything, it's about the two people and the relationship that they have. That's what I think about that. I understand from a male's point of view, and maybe even some females feel that way, but some people, that doesn't even play a part in their relationship, that you hang out time to time for somebody who you say is a friend that maybe you had casual sex with. Some people are still okay with that. It's just about what works for you, as Gabriella has been saying all night long, what works for you. If it makes you happy and you're comfortable with it, then I love it.
Okay. Well, with that said, I want to thank you, Miss Kizzy, for joining us on the show tonight.
Thank you for having me, Phil. I really had a great time. It was nice talking with you and Gabriella and Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. Let me ask you something. Do you have any, that anywhere where you can, well, at least I can follow you?
like a website or maybe Twitter,
yes,
or something, Facebook, something?
I'll open social media. I'm on Twitter at Kizzy K. Johnson, and I'm on Facebook as Kizzy K. Johnson as well, and my website is Kizzy K. Johnson. So I'm streamlining everything. It's easy to follow me.
Easy enough. Easy enough. Cool. Well, I appreciate you guys having me on tonight. You know,
I do appreciate it.
Yeah,
okay,
so
if anybody wants to get in touch with me or whatever, I have my little, I placed the link to my fan page, and on my fan page, you can send me messages, and you can also add me on Facebook. All the links to every single website I'm on is on the fan page. So, all
right, cool.
Anybody listening that's interested, go ahead.
Right. All right, cool. You know what? I got to start following you guys because Phil, I was the one who sent you the little email asking you, because remember I asked you, you know, because sometimes your shows post and I never know when they are and I wind up missing them. So I got to follow you, man, so I know when your shows are.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Cool. So Miss Kizzy, like I said, I appreciate you coming on the show. I had a good time. I didn't ruffle your feathers too much, did I?
Oh no, I had fun. Thank you for having me, Phil.
Oh, that's no problem. I need to read your book, so I need to get a link of which book
you
is that.
Coffee Shop Therapist: Sound Advice for Life Skills. It's on Amazon.com. It's in paperback and Kindle.
Okay,
all
right.
For all your fans and followers, they can read it tonight if they have Kindle.
Okay, good deal. That sounds good. If y'all want to get it, are you gonna have like an audio book on iTunes?
People keep telling me I need an audio book, and I think I might have to do that. So maybe it'll be coming soon.
Okay, good deal. Well, like I said, I definitely appreciate you coming on the show, and I thank everyone for listening tonight to the show. And we'll definitely be back next week. Stay tuned for all the details. You can, all my info to follow me, of course, is on the page. You guys, stay easy, stay blessed, respect your relationships, whatever how you think you should respect it, because you had a bunch of different ways of doing it here tonight, you know. But like I said, thank you, everybody. Y'all have a good week, and y'all stay blessed.
Good night, all.
Good night. Bye.